May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 385. Hear, gracious God, a sinner's cry, for I have nowhere else to fly. My hope, my only hope's in Thee. O God, be merciful to me. 385.
Thank you. Let us read Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honour and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey. They seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth. They gather themselves together and lay down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labour until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand. They are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face. They are troubled. Thou takest away their breath. They die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created. And thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. O Lord, help, we beseech thee, our infirmities. As one said, so say we know not how to pray aright, what to ask for aright. But, O Lord, we trust, as we venture before thee, there is that desire that we might be led of thy Spirit to ask in accordance with thy holy mind and will. O grant faith in exercise, a living faith, centered in the Lamb once slain at Calvary. Grant the indicting of that good matter, that touching the King of Kings. Help us to come before thee with confession. We would repent. O grant, Lord, those soft hearts, that broken, contrite spirit. Thy goodness is such that we feel even the more deeply our wretchedness, our sinfulness, and our sad propensity to every evil. Heal us, Emmanuel. Here we are. waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. Lord, we join those verses of the hymn song, and even now we cry, from fear and weakness set us free. O God, be merciful to me. We pray thy blessing upon thy word. We would enter thy courts, thy gates with thanksgiving, and thy courts with praise, acknowledging thy mercy, that mercy upon which we live. For as one saith, without thy sweet mercy, I could not live here, since soon would reduce me to utter despair. O Lord, we thank thee for thy mercies, not consumed. O Lord, we look back, review life's pathway, and realize how many times we failed to be upon the very brink of being consumed. And yet, thou hast sustained and supported even to this present day. Thy compassions, they fail not. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, help us then to lisp that song of praise amidst all our down sittings, amidst all our fears. And sadly, we have to confess amidst all that multitude of unbelief. Oh, Lord, still, we have cause to acknowledge thy mercies. And upon that ground, we make our plea, even at this evening hour, as we would venture upon thee to bring thy word before this people. Oh, may there be a looking away from anything and everything before us, seen by the immortal eye, and that looking unto those things which are unseen, those things eternal. Lord, we turn aside, many do, even now, perhaps from the busy scenes of this life, at this evening hour, we pray, oh, that the agitations of the mind might be stayed, the affections might be set on things above, and that, oh Lord, there may be some profit, some good thing proceed from our gathering together in thy name at this evening hour. We ask thy blessing, Lord, upon this people. We thank thee, a goodly number gather around thy word. We pray that there may be much exercise and concern, lively concern. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. Lord, if any feel burdened with anxiety, Lord, if any feel so uncertain as to their standing for eternity. Oh, cannot we sympathize with him? But Lord above all, art thou not he, Lord Jesus, who traceth in every movement of the soul? Could it please thee, Lord, if there be such amongst us, filled with anxiety, burdened with uncertainty? Oh, assure, Lord, those consciences of their part in the Redeemer's blood, and bear thy witness with their hearts that they are born of God. Lord, where there is that hope in thy mercy, and yet oftentimes tried sorely, may, Lord, be such be encouraged. May there be that confidence wrought, not the confidence of the flesh, O God forbid, not presumption, nor that slothfulness in spiritual things, but may there be that spirit wrought confidence. I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that I have committed unto him against that hour. I know that my Redeemer liveth. O Lord, we pray, in Zion today, amongst the churches, there may be that concern for thy glory, with that single eye to thine honour. O Lord, we ask thou wouldst shine upon our churches, lest they die. Many minished, brought so low. Many, Lord, scarce knowing how to keep open the doors. Many, Lord, we look around and see how many places have closed. Now, no services attended to where once there was a fair gathering. O Lord, we bring this burden before thee. True religion is reproached, and increasingly so by the activities of such that promote what they term Christianity. Lord, we pray to be kept from error. We pray for that humble spirit. We pray for that reverence, that godly fear. We pray, Lord, that we may indeed be found, though painful tis to the flesh, even as nothing, that Christ might be all and in all. Lord, may cases be met under the ministry of thy word, as thy servants labour, Lord, in much felt weakness, we would humbly ask that thou wouldst direct their thoughts, their words, to speak that word in season unto thine afflicted, unto those weeping ones in Zion, unto those, Lord, who feel themselves far off and distant, unto those who tremble whether their profession is but of the flesh. O Lord, we pray for that outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. We plead, Lord, that we might know it in our day, even that turning again unto Jerusalem with mercies we have for sake of thee, thy people, thy word records, committed to evils, forsaken that fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves out cisterns, broken cisterns, can hold no water. Lord, we stand guilty before thee. Oh, may there be that, even drawing this night from the wells of salvation. May those streams make glad the city of our God. May our hearts be warmed under a sense of thy nearness, Lord, even as we labour together for thy blessing at this time. Bless thus this people. The elderly ones be bare before thee, feeling the mud wall cottage shake. No, it cannot be long, O Lord, we pray, they may be given that blessed assurance that all is well. And forget not, Lord, each one in the very midst of life. They know not when the summons shall come. May we be found, each one of us, Lord, whatever our age or state or condition be, oh, may we be found ready when thou shalt call. Prepare me, O gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Bless younger friends. O Lord, lay in their heart, we pray, that good thing toward thee, the God of Israel. May they trace that reality in true religion. May they realize, Lord, in their forefathers have worshipped and have been taken to glory. And may there be that desire in their hearts, Lord, to follow on in the footsteps of those that have gone before. So favor them, Lord, we pray. May they be found early seekers, early finders. Remember those that hold office. Support them, we pray, Lord, amidst the disappointment and discouragements of the path. Grant them, Lord, many a time when they shall rejoice in thee. Hear prayer, Lord, for our guilty land. Hear prayer for those that seek to uphold law and order, our magistrates and police forces. Hear prayer for our rulers. Hear prayer, we pray thee, for those caught up in conflicts, those suffering deprivation through famine and pestilence and sword. O Lord, many, oh many, are the afflictions of the righteous. Yet thy promise stands, they shall come at last to that haven of rest, a rest that remaineth for the people of God. Lord, we yearn for those tokens. Oh, we plead, Lord, for that rest in Christ, that being enabled to lay all, yea, for time and eternity, upon thee. So help us. Lord, do pardon our every sin and all that we have asked amiss. Anything in a wrong spirit. Oh, help us, Lord, that we be found hearers of the word, and being hearers of the word, doers also. Oh, may we be given grace, and Lord, we need it, to attend unto those precepts of thy word, to follow at thy command. These mercies we ask, begging thy gracious help now, as we turn to thy word, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1038. Sinners in their deep affliction sigh and groan beneath their load, long to read their own election, and with pleasure say, "My God," trembling, fearing, hoping still in Jesus' blood. 1038.
Dependence upon the Lord we venture this evening to a word you will find in Psalm 104, reading from verse 27. Psalm 104, verse 27. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. Whom does the psalmist speak? He was meditating upon God's mercy in creation, in providence, and in grace. And in thinking on these things, his very heart was moved to acknowledge God's great goodness and mercy seen in so many differing ways. He speaks as concerning a creation. He traces the blessings of nature. He seeth how that every beast in all flesh are dependent for their sustenance upon God. All flesh, man and beast. Many cannot see, will not see. God's promise still stands, his blessing pronounced, his word as sure as those everlasting hills, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night. It shall not cease. What time remains? And once again, I feel we have this couched in these words. Once again, we have reason to acknowledge the Lord's mercies in the gathering in of the harvest. Even this, our guilty land, yet reaps of the bounty of God's provision in temporal things. We would not let these mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness without praises die. We think of God's blessings in providence, cause to review past days, past years, the passage of time. We have to say with David, who am I And what is my Father's house? That thou hast brought me hitherto. I'm not worthy, said another, of the least of thy mercies and of thy truth. Dear Jacob, had left that family home under such sad and sore circumstances, and yet God's mercy to him was such that he was caused to record as he came again, even now, with those two bands. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? God's goodness is a delightful theme. His mercy endureth forever. His compassions, they fail not. All men, in that general sense, do receive of those general mercies God bestows upon mankind. But we would not tarry here. We think of Israel, God's chosen nation. They were caused to wait upon their God. The Lord supplied their needs through that wilderness, the manna from heaven, the water that gushed forth from the rock. He sustained them during their lives with all those needful things. He fed them, he led them, he kept them in the wilderness. They had to wait. Oh, this is what we would come to. Oh, this is that which has been laid upon one spirit. I awoke this morning, awoke from sleep. My first thought was this: Lord, I wait for the word to bring before thy people. I wait for it. Just almost immediately, these words came with some power upon one spirit, some persuasion. Thus we venture before you as a little people this evening. These, we speak of man, all flesh. We speak of the beasts of the earth. We speak in that particular way of God's national people, Israel. We come closer still and speak of the Israel of God. Oh, I put this question, as it were, to you. Oh, may it be even that which shall enable you to resist those powers of unbelief. Would he, oh, would he, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, for we see the Trinity here, the eternal God, Jehovah, would he leave his people chosen in Christ from all eternity, would they be left to destruction? Troubled they are. The apostle speaks of it. Troubled on every hand, but not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Not left to utter despair. Take up the lines of the hymn writer, there's something secret. There's something secret. Sweet and all. In the very depths of those distresses. In the midst of those troubles. There is that working of faith in these living souls, the living in Jerusalem. I say there is that fermenting of that good thing within, which is, hath for its object, once crucified, now risen, Lord and Saviour. A people here. All flesh, they receive of God's bounty. That particular way, the church of the living God, they receive. This is that which lays upon one spirit. They are caused to live that life of dependence upon Him for all their needs. Venture on Him, venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. We all have sinned. We all have come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. How cometh it then that there are a people who look unto Jesus, who maketh thee to differ? What is it but that thou hast received? We would not, dare not look upon the world at large and deride them. Friends, there would we be. But for the grace of God, called now out of nature's darkness, beholding, shall I express it in this way, in a little of that light of the gospel, these are caused to walk, yea, to wait upon God, upon Him, for that provision, for time and for eternity. We trace it in providence. These wait all upon thee. It is one of those lessons which in the school of Christ we are instructed in. And poor scholars that we are, we're often found forgetful even of that instruction which we have received in years past. But God, oh, He is such a God of compassion. He will lead again into those paths when such are brought to depend upon him. Our forefathers, many of them, had literally to depend upon God's provision, God's bounty. Those temporal needs of their body. I remember a dear aged saint saying to me, on one occasion she looked back to those years when in such abject poverty her parents had sought to bring up a family. Nothing had they for that meal that day. But as the father went out from the home that morning after prayer, waiting upon the Lord, seeking provision at his hand, some bird flew even into his jacket. There was the provision for that day. These wait all upon thee. Many are those records. Good to read them. Profitable indeed. Wherein such in waiting upon the Lord have received of his bounty and rejoiced in his goodness. We live today. The day is one of much material blessing. I put it this way, the Lord is not at a loss as to how to bring his people into those places. I speak here primarily now of providence. To bring them into those places where they cannot do without him. They cannot do without him. These wait all upon thee. Their eyes are up unto the hills, from whence cometh their help. Their help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, many are those times wherein the Lord brings such into those extremities. It would seem that the very next step is destruction. Troubled on every hand. Greatly afraid. Still there is that waiting. There is that expectation. There is a hope. A living hope. Friends, these are the gifts of God. These are the blessings from on high. They come down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. My soul waiteth for the Lord. But you say, oh, perhaps some here say, I'm so far from this. So ready to go one's own way. And so we are. We are chastened on account of our folly. The Lord turns again. Perhaps he causeth thee to walk a few further steps in that difficulty. Maybe some even tonight. Oh, in such a place. Waiting, though they scarce can suggest that they are themselves waiting. But if the truth were known, as there is that searching of the heart, so there may be that revealed that their hope is in their God. These wait all upon thee. Such need strength for the day's labors. Times of bodily weakness. Times of sore affliction. He causeth it to come. He layeth the sinner low. He weakeneth the strength in the way. He bringeth touch into those places where their cry is with the woman in the gospel, Lord, help me. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. We pass from providence. And how is it in the things of grace? Oh, can it be that he who hath called thee out of nature's darkness, he who hath revealed his mercy unto thee, he who hath caused thee from time to time, though short the seasons, yet from time to time to rejoice in that bounty of his grace. Friends, the gospel table's here. The feast of good things. This bounty in Zion waits upon the Lord for that provision. It is so determined. Shall I put it like this? I speak simply. They come not by it easily. There is a laboring in Zion. There is a laboring in true religion. Oh, forget it not. Discount it not. There is that path to be walked in humble dependence. Waiting, watching the Lord's hand going before thee. Dear David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He causeth me to lie down. He leadeth me beside those still waters. Friends, he came not there, but by much exercise of soul and much of that felt sense of need and then a realization. Friends, this man experienced the things of God. It is experimental religion that we must contend for. The revelation of the truth. Now, are you among these who wait? Wait to partake of that bounty? Does thy heart yearn? I think of dear Jacob. Yea, even in his latter years, my soul longeth for thy salvation. O God, remember me, said the psalmist, with that favour that thou bearest unto thine. O visit with thy salvation these. We speak here then of a people as distinct from those that Gallio-like continue in life's pathway, expressing no concern and no desire for heavenly things. We speak of a people who are caused to wait upon the Lord. Watch his hand in providence grace. A people that need strengthening every day of their lives. Times in body, exercise. Oh, many a times. In the exercise of faith. The exercise of hope. The fruit, oh, the fruit of God's Spirit. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Come, poor sinner. Oh, come, poor sinner. If we found out one or another who this evening lie, oh, in such need, such felt abject poverty, blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. These all wait upon God. Their expectation is from Him. 'Tis He that works that expectation. 'Tis He that enlivens the soul to ask, yea, to open the mouth wide and beg for those blessings of God's grace. I think of Caleb's daughter's request. She was in possession of those lower springs. Give me those upper springs. She made her request. She waited upon her father. I speak tenderly. Could that loving parent refuse that request from one, shall I express it, upon whom he doted, he loved? I use it as a symbolic illustration as it comes even to one's lips. Friends, then think. Oh, think of the God's bounty. Oh, the rich provision. The fullness. It pleased the Father that in Christ should all fullness dwell. Having given Christ, will he not with him give unto thee all things? The very hairs of your head are numbered all. We read, do we not, in the Word of God, as concerning the lily of the valley, and how that the Lord spake even unto those around him concerning they toil not, nor do they spin, but their glory even far excels that of Solomon. Consider the lilies of the field, how they glow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much rather clothe you, O ye of little faith? Oh, I would that I might be used of the Lord to encourage even some that feel they know not how to continue. Their burden is so great, their difficulties are so complex, their path so trying, even like as unto Bunyan's Christian, as he came nigh the palace, even to enter into those gates, into the courts of the Lord, lions roaring, the trial of faith. He saw not that those lions were chained. They wait, and encouraged by God's word, they continue. There's provision. Oh, there is a provision in Christ. Come, poor sinner. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power. These, they wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest, they receive. 'Tis all of grace. We think of the beggar looking upon that bounty, famished in his body, craving that provision which is opened up unto him. These, I speak now, as concerning spiritual things. These beggars, they wait. They wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. Lazarus may be found even with those dogs licking those sores. Yet there was that which was laid up for him, even glory hereafter. The sinner may be feelingly condemned by circumstances and prostrate before their God, reproached by the enemy, reviled even by those worldly companions. Yet there's something there. These, oh, I would, as it were, come to this people. These, God's called ones, chosen ere time began, chosen in Christ. These, brought to live that life of faith and prayer, to wait upon their God constantly. What dost thou make request? Nehemiah was brought into a great strait. We scarce can understand the difficulty of the situation unless we perceive something of the power wielded by those earthly monarchs. But what dost thou make request? And what do we read? It's been such a help to me at times. So I prayed unto the God of heaven. None other. No help anywhere else. It's found alone. And friends, there's a provision here. And the eye is open to see it. And it craves that portion. It craves that portion. Oh, it is this that brings up those exercised souls into the house of God. It is this that brings them to open the word and to prayerfully read, seeking that there may be some portion of God made sweet unto their taste, even as those apples of gold in those pictures of silver. These wait all upon thee. They pray for wisdom and understanding. They wait upon the Lord for discernment, for discretion, brought into those spots and places. They cannot continue without a divine aid. These all wait upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. May we speak a little as concerning the gospel table, the blessings there, as fruits of one, which one sings, new and old. There's blessings in Christ that awakened eye, that opened eye, beholdeth. That one seeth as perhaps ne'er seen before, and longs, yea, yearns for that provision at his hand. He openeth his hand. What does it say? He satisfieth the desire of every living thing. Having Christ, such have all things. They abound. Every blessing, every favor comes to us through Jesus' precious blood. They wait. The righteousness of Christ. The soul longs to be arrayed in that garment. The Lord, he waits to be gracious. 'Tis he that foments those desires. 'Tis he that causes those longings. This joy, oh, it grows not on nature's barren soil. You'll not find it in the world. You'll not find it in a mere profession of the name of Christ, where man's will mingles with that profession of God's grace. I say, where will it be found? Found of these humble souls, in those recesses, in those closets, as such pour out their heart before the Lord, as they make known their request. Friends, there is that bounty, there is that provision. Who can express, who can make mention of the fullness of that which is in Christ, which ever abounds to answer our needs? These, they wait all upon thee. The Lord will not be silent. Though for a time he seemeth to deny that request, may we not use the language of the hymn writer, the time of love shall come, when thou shalt clearly see, not only that he shed his blood, but be enabled to say, for me, are you full of anxiety? You stand uncertain in the path. Maybe so, but can you say this? Your eyes are up unto him. Your hope is centered there. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Oh, ere long, the language will be, the Lord is my strength and my song, and is become my salvation. As Moses sang with that company of the children of Israel, as the Lord by his outstretched arm had delivered them from that great host of the Egyptians in that miraculous way, brought them forth. Nor was he alone. Did not Deborah and Barak sing that song of praise? Did not the psalmist cry, I shall not die? Do you fear this? I shall not die but live and declare the wonders of his grace. And Zion, as the prophet Isaiah sets it forth, Zion in her low estate shall yet rejoice in the Lord her God. He is become my strength. He is my strength and is become my salvation. In that day, oh friend, shall we leave these few thoughts with you on this train, though we have but, as it were, wander through the word. In it, that day, thou, these daughters of Jerusalem, oh, say ye unto the daughters of Jerusalem, behold, thy salvation cometh. In that day, yea, these that wait upon the Lord, whose eyes are upon him, in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat, that portion appointed, that provision from off the gospel table, the sweets of the gospel, oh, the pleasant things thereof. These all wait upon thee, that thou, friends, it's all of Christ. He doth tarry, and he waits often till men are faint. He tarries till evening late. He will come. Oh, some of us stand in our small experience of these blessings of the gospel. Oh, some of us stand as living witnesses to the truth. That sympathetic heart. Yea, it is his. He feels for each tempted member's pains. And as the parent cannot long withstand those pleas of the child of their bowels, oh, love so great, even natural ties. May we not, oh, speak here as concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father of all our mercies, the God of all grace, who maketh that provision in and through the person and work of Jesus Christ. Oh, would we not join with the apostle to the praise of the glory of his grace revealed in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Well, we don't seem to have got far But the truth remains. These, as they wait all upon thee, the time shall come when, even as that woman, I speak of one who was burdened in her soul concerning the son of her womb. The prophet saw her countenance was sad, but she was unable to say, "It is well. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?" And she answered, "It is well." May the Lord forgive all amiss.
Willing, Mr. Broom is expected to preach next Lord's Day. There will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Richard Field is expected to preach next Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1106, and we'll sing it with its refrain. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. 1106.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.